Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Noise Radio, hosted by Marty Smith, with commentary GRX.
I believe that all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I'm asleep, a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and everything's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. To me, I be work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's all me about that work, 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 work. Na, 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 na. When you walk out, na, 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just. Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel wild, 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 wild. It's in me, I feel wild, 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 wild. It's in me, do my da, 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 da. Tell me about that wild, 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 wild. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cat from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done.
Hey, bro, I didn't know this song was going to take over my life. I just love this song, you know, and I love me some Rihanna. I don't know about, you know. And what is it with me, bro? I mean,
like light skin.
Yeah, yeah, that thing there, that part right there. I tried to break that. I mean, I've had dark skinned women. They all end up crazier.
Kind of agree with you on that.
I mean, I ain't trying.
Hold on for a sec. Hold on.
Maybe I need to go back to work, 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 work. Shit. I don't know.
I'm back.
Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make it like me, I like
it. Come on, Wendy.
I was trying to patch GRX in.
I'm in.
You hear me, GRX?
Yep.
Now, I don't know if I was on the line or off the line. And I tried to test it. Now, I'm online. Now, we got to work through the technology. And the best way I can do it is to do it live, right?
That's the only way to do it.
Like an engineer or architect, which you and I both are, one or the other. Okay, it's showing that I'm online live. So that's a good thing. But we did get disconnected too.
Well, I don't think we got disconnected as much as when you cut your music.
Oh, I cut my, but I asked you if you could hear me when I cut it, and you didn't say nothing. I heard you say, shut up, Winnie, but you didn't respond.
After that, it cut off. As soon as I said, come on, Winnie, it cut off.
That's because I pushed another button, bruh. But it ain't showing what it showed yesterday, which is it showed the title conference, which gave me some assurance that I was in conference. I'm not getting that assurance. So the only other way to figure that out is I'm online broadcasting. Put the blunt down. The only other way I can troubleshoot this is to play the clip that's uploaded online, which is Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear her?
Now I can't.
You can or can't?
Can't. Now I can't. And what happens, too, is when you turn her on, she kind of drowns out everything.
Well, no, no, no. That's because I'm not doing this like I used to. She is in the computer.
Right.
Okay? So automatically, she's going to play at the computer audible best level. And as soon as I, you know how I set these shows up. I have a number I have to call. I have a code I have to put in. As soon as I put the code in, they said, you got 5 seconds before your show starts. Whoa. And so Rihanna comes on automatically because I uploaded her into my broadcast.
And okay.
So what you're hearing is them.
Okay.
So that lets me know that the connection is clear and the clarity. Furthermore, I am actively online on the site for Black Noise Radio, and they are showing, as I talk to you, I have 19 minutes and 50 seconds left, and I am live, and I did not hang up the phone. Now, one of the beautiful things here is that they'll let you know when you are off the line. So online, they'll let you know that your phone hung up, and you are no longer actually broadcasting. But what happens is, when that occurs, and this is important for you because if you're going to be on these shows, you need to know these little technical parts. Otherwise, you know, you're trying to work with Metro Tools and we only using stuff from the 1800s, which is non-metric, right?
Standard.
Pretty much cubits and all of that kind of stuff. So, I have to work through it, and this is letting me know, but I have to actually get better at understanding all these emojis and buttons on this goddamn phone. Because that's the real problem. Yesterday it said, you're in conference call. I felt good about that, and then when I listened to the show, it was excellent, GRX. Everything was excellent. But today, I'm running 3 shows in a row. You don't even know this because I decide, it shows. Now the screen just showed conference call. So this is the reason we do these shows. They actually listening to me do the show as I do the show. Now that's surveillance for your ass, homie. Man, I don't know if I need to thank them or just get scared.
Too late to get scared.
Yeah, I'm not in over my head. I'm in with my head.
Right.
Which is better than being in without your head. Right?
I don't want to be there.
No, that's that El Chapo. So, okay, I want to thank the powers to be because, Jarek, sometimes I feel like, you know, if you miss a day out of my life, you don't know that it moves like 30 years.
Sometimes, bro.
So I played a rare interview from Edward Snowden post the election in the Marty Smith show. We just aired that. And the whole thing was about the type and the level of surveillance in which he brought forth, in which Obama has benefited from, that now transfers to Donald Trump. But there's another aspect of this that's developing, which is the church influence, specifically Catholics, Jesuits, and the Pope, who is a Jesuit. Have you heard any chatter, GRS?
I haven't heard any chatter on that, really. I've just been tripping off, you know, little blogs here and there. And I went to one blog. I can't think of which one it was, but they were talking about for the people that voted for Trump, did they realize what they were voting for? And basically it was saying, here's a guy that made his money, and what he's doing is putting in other money makers so that at the end of the 4 years, they keep their money.
Well, I don't think that's going
to be. So nothing good is coming out of that, I don't think.
I don't think that's a real issue for the rest of us in America, because the man finagled his wealth, and white folks can finagle their wealth, GRX. We just
right.
ain't figured out how to. And, you know, if we could have proxies, meaning hire a bunch of white people to go in for us and act as if they're really Marty Marr or GRX, and then
you gotta have a face.
Yeah, handle the real estate deal, handle the financial transaction, handle it. You know, it may go a little bit smoother. I actually know a vice president of State Farm, past a mentor of mine, who actually did that when he moved into a very narrow, elite, wealthy area, moving from Illinois into Santa Rosa, California, where they didn't have written covenants like we grew up in L.A., but the unspoken word was, these niggas ain't coming in here. So he had an attorney by proxy by his dwelling, and then they just showed up. In fact, the moving company moved all their shit in prior to them showing up. That's how serious it was. At the end of the day, Donald Trump, I just had this conversation with an older brother. He said what I said. How many people do you know really trying to pay taxes? I don't hear GRX trying to pay taxes. I don't hear me trying. No, I mean, we ain't trying to give away more money, is we? Okay?
No.
Having owned real estate, GRX, and property, you already know that you have to cut corners, right, to keep it.
Got you. If you're going to make a profit.
You also know that your first challenge to anything you do on a level beyond just a simple, even a normal home transaction, but when you start investing and getting beyond just, this fool trying to make some money out here, you're going to end up going against your local government and your state. That's going to happen. That's definite. So part of Trump's win, to repeat it, is about we want to change what we're currently under. I said this on Real Talk, Real Game, and following this show, we're going into Real Talk, Real Game. I reactivated it again, Jerry.
Sometimes it just can't go away.
Well, I'm trying to pull off an impossible. So this is 90 minutes. You know, I did the first 30. I'm in this 30-minute show. And then the next 30 show, and if you want to join me, bro, you don't even have to ask. You know that, right? But you got to put the blood down. Otherwise.
Some of the best shit I do in a long time.
I ain't even been able to light mine because I'm running my mouth. It's in my hand. It's in my left hand. Maybe I'll light it. Now, that's a shame, ain't it?
That's a shame. That's a cardinal sin.
Yeah, I'm just so focused on my broadcast. that I can't light my own blunt, and I'm criticizing my brother GRX for overlighting his keys. That's wrong. That's not right. Sort of like what Trump's about. It's in your face. It's obvious, bro.
Yes. And like he said, if he was in while running, if he went out and shot somebody, he'd still be elected. He knew what the people wanted. They wanted to change. And after 8 years of dealing with what they were dealing with and feeling inferior,
they just
went with a different track.
Let's hold up, GRX. Let's clean that up real quick. That's not what the people wanted. That's what the people wanted to hear.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, wanted to hear. Same, kind of same difference.
Well, No.
You know.
What they really wanted was the change that they thought they was going to get. They really wanted to lock Hillary up. They really want these investigations. They don't want to hear that Trump and Russia probably got together in some back room in the bed and hooked up surveillance and used WikiLeaks as a patsy to get it done. They don't want to hear that.
People, no, they don't.
They don't want to hear that Jill Stein's efforts to recount the vote all failed because she turned up potential voter suppression to the tunes of tens of thousands of votes. But at the end of the day, I had to say this yesterday, she may have won by 2.5 million votes, but, you know, these were in states in which, like California, she got 1 million and probably 0.75 million votes, but we're not a winner-take-all state. So this is the problem is the electoral system, which Americans run to when their party is favored, just like the Democrats, okay? And so we're crying now, but I have to say this. If you are concerned about people and people's rights, you should have showed that 8 years ago when you allowed President Obama to get a Nobel Peace Prize and he did nothing to deserve. Now your drone program, GRX, goes to Donald Trump. Okay?
Yeah.
Now your executive order, which is ruling by fiat, that's all that is, ruling by fiat, pen and pencil, goes to Donald Trump. So what is it about us, particularly us African Americans and brown people, who when we got an abuser that we like, we just love him. We love us. We love him. But when we got one we don't identify with, who actually hasn't killed one person with a drone, one family, or shot up one hospital in Aleppo, okay? He hasn't deported one person, but he's like the OGG that's just out there on the corner running his mouth and holding it down, saying, you can't wear this, you can't come over here, and don't come over here. I just see it's like crazy for the average person that at least I need some substance for him to fail. Now, we ain't going to wait around for him to nuke up Iran and then get active, right? We ain't going to wait for him to rip. I mean, look at the China thing. Oh, you in the military, you don't do that.
Don't.
Don't. Bro, we won't even be able to get plastic spoons. China won't even send us, you know, when you go to the 99 cent store, it say
that's all them.
It say made in Taiwan and Korea by way of China is what it don't say, okay? I used to work in Chinatown in San Francisco, man. You can get anything you wanted if you knew who to ask, even people in cages or a live tiger. I need that, dog. Can I get that tiger? Yes, sir.
You can get it.
You can get it. You got 50,000, you can get it, okay? And we'll throw in the Uzi.
Yep.
All right, GRX, give me something for the Black Noise Radio new audience. We had some people listening yesterday because I actually promoted our show on, I'm about to hit you with it, bro. You're about to shiver on the alt-right radio. Ha!
Uh-oh.
White folks love us.
What's not to love?
I don't know what's not to love. You would have to ask my ex-wife. But
Look, she probably still loves you.
Well, my sense is that she does, and as you know, all of the other girlfriends, we just Facebook our love. That's what we do. She hasn't joined our community of Facebook love, but probably by the time I am 70, I'm pretty sure that every woman that I've ever even said hi to will be a friend in my Facebook.
I don't know if I want to go that far back. It's not me.
It's just, this is, look, bro, every day Facebook shows up at my house like an intelligence briefing. Mr. Marty, it seems that something has changed in this situation, and this old hoe wants to be your friend. I mean, I have to make an intelligent decision. Do I deny her, which might create, why are you in front of my house on 71st? Hold up, home girl, you even live in California. You know, I mean, do we want to accept the intelligence briefings, no matter how boring they are? I mean, you and I are pretty smart people, and you're like my Secretary of State here on the show. I feel you're qualified. GRX, we are moving into an area in the United States where massive surveillance will be the norm.
Where it is already the norm.
Well,
it's already the norm. I mean, it was the norm as soon as the Patriot Act came into play. It was the norm when 9/11 hit. It was the norm. And if you thought it was different than that, something's wrong with your thinking.
Yeah, I just listened to Edward Snowden talk about the actual law, that all of that is illegal under the written law, but it continues.
Look, again, every law is amended. So they amended it, or create a new sub-law to make it happen. Like I said, when we were attacked, we gave away our rights. We gave them away.
Now, let me
we
say
said
this.
It was okay for you to check our lines and go through our paperwork and all of that, just to make sure that we're not terrorized anymore. We gave those rights away.
Well, you know.
And
that,
even then, when the Patriot Act ended last year, we gave it away again. We didn't stop it. We didn't say anything. We already knew about what Snowden had done. So we gave it away. We didn't want it.
You know, that's actually profound what you just said, but I have to get into the technicalities because it's the how you gave it away. You gave it away because you didn't. I'm not gonna let this point go, because black people are the worst at this, and I mean this. When someone that looks like us, we don't call them out properly. And
well, because you know the story behind that is that we don't see so many of us. Even when we do get one, we got to kind of hold on to it. You know, that's that from that slave mentality.
Hey, bro, I remember when I started, when I got put on by former Vibe editor Danielle Smith, when we were very young in college, and she was at the SF Weekly and needed me to write reviews, and I was all for the jazz reviews, and I did my thing for the jazz, and you know, with that comes tickets and all of that and the backstage and all that. But when it came to like the R&B or the African American artists that didn't have fat tracks, and I just put it out there and I had to send my editor all everything I written, she would kick that stuff back, be like, you know, Marty, I hate to say this, but if you don't have nothing positive to say when it comes to black people, she said this you probably don't need to say it at all, which was actually a good lesson because this was prior to starting Soul Food. Eventually, I hired her, and we started Soul Food, you know, with the help of our good partner, Guy Tolley and Ray Raymond Dennis and some others up in the Bay. So we wanted that statewide vibe. But the thing, the point here is African-Americans have a tendency not to want to be critical of their own or hold them to the same accountable standards as white people. And that's my only point.
Yeah, that's true.
And in this case, with this presidency, it's probably going to cost us in terms of some type of, what's your boy Van Jones said, white lash. Oh, it's worse than that. We're going to go slave lash. We probably going to get lashed, some of us.
I mean, it's the way the system is set up. So, like I said, even if he wasn't president, the damage had been done the way he ran his campaign. So it is what it is.
It is what it is, as Rihanna comes in the background, and we only have 90 seconds. Reminder, ladies and gentlemen, I am about to go and do the impossible and go into Real Talk, Real Game. And I actually don't have a script for that. I just set it up and said, guess who's back? Guess who's coming to dinner? So,
hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. And so we, GRX, if you're available, please hold on and stay around.
When you walk a line, 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 line.
And so,
when the cabin, my dad, dad, dad,
dad.
Join me, I deserve
to. I'm going to start work.
Nothing to have you learn. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and Ellen, I'm drunk. Just get ready.